Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, you may have missed it, but I published an article in the ABA Bank Compliance Magazine earlier this year, and it was titled Finish Strong: How to Prepare for Your Next CRA Exam in the Midst of Regulatory Uncertainty. And oh my gosh, do we have a lot of regulatory uncertainty swirling around. Now we have an injunction on Section 1071 of the Dodd-Frank Act. We have our CRA proposed regulation, and we're all waiting for that to be finalized, and so much more. So it's easy to get distracted, but I recommend that you stay laser focused on your CRA program and that you finish strong going into your next exam cycle. So I have a couple of suggestions, and I'll put a link in the show notes to the full article so you could take a deeper dive. So how do you prepare at the most basic level? I always recommend that CRA professionals refresh their memory from the last exam and review that last CRA performance evaluation. That will give you the context for some of your strengths, some of your gaps, and some of the notable performance measures that, of course, the examiners are going to bring back and refocus on for your current exam. So what I see a lot of professionals get wrapped up in is the prep. We always have such competing priorities, and there's never enough time. So I recommend that first, you really focus on collecting all of the community development activities. And I know that's easier said than done. Oftentimes, we're relying upon many people within the bank to collect information and to give you enough information so that you can synthesize it and qualify activities that meet the primary purpose of community development. Of course, they're not CRA experts. You are, and you always have to remind them to report their activities. So you want to work on that culture of compliance and cultivate the concept that CRA is not done by one, it's done by many, and you need their help. Very often, we have to get out and train and customize that training for our business units or the retail departments that we're visiting. So very important to talk about, you know, the primary purpose of community development and customize that training to their specific impact and what they bring to the CRA table. Any employee has the opportunity to influence your CRA rating through community development volunteerism, of course, but also think about reaching out often to your marketing department or the foundation or whoever makes charitable foundation grants that also might support community development and might contribute to your CRA program. You'll also want to revisit your treasury department or those that deploy investments within your bank. And you are scanning those lists of investments that organically are placed through the normal course of business that also might have a primary purpose of community development. So, of course, you know, there's so many low-hanging fruits where the bank is going to get an ample return and they also might qualify as a qualified community development investment. So that was collecting activities. The next recommendation to invest your time, I say, is to conduct a self-assessment. I say that's the best return on your investment of time because you need to get in front of your examiner. You need to know first what your performance is, where you're strong, where your gaps are, and that you present to the examiners how you feel you have complied with the CRA and how you have forged impact in the community. And the self-assessment is the best vehicle for that. And those examiners appreciate your efforts. It also shows that you have prioritized the CRA program within the bank and that you have a comprehensive program and that you're driving impact again into the community. Next, I want to talk about CRA data integrity. This is a piece that is a thorn in our sides. In the past, when I've worked with banks or running a CRA program within a financial institution, I never promised that we have perfected the CRA data integrity process. There's too many moving parts. There's so many core processes and handoffs and data flow that can change. New products, new people, new systems, right? There's so many different variables, but we always have to stay focused on reducing the risk of errors, focusing on our key programming logic, and making sure that from the moment a borrower enters the bank to when we disperse the funds, to when we actually report the data to the government, that all of the elements along the way have integrity. So I know that's easier said than done, but in the article, I recommend that you conduct your own data integrity exam to mimic what the examiners will also conduct prior to evaluating your performance within the CRA exam. I mentioned common CRA data reporting errors and also a path forward. So I know that it's a lot of work to prepare for your next exam. It's never too soon. I always say once you get through your last exam, it's time to start prepping for the next. So the most important time before your exam is a year to 9 months out. That way you have at least 2 full years of data that you can collect, make sure it is accurate, and then do some data analytics to analyze your own performance. And then, of course, document it in that self-assessment. Did I say self-assessment enough? I know. It's something that I truly believe is the key to a successful exam. So I hope this was helpful. Again, I will link to the article that explains some of these core concepts in more detail so that you can get exam ready. I hope this helps. And until next time, bye for now. Okay, wait. Cut behind the scenes. My husband just walked down into my office and said, he said, if money doesn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches? What a dork. I just thought I'd share a giggle for the day. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act, and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.